This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, a city, a nation in shock after this.
The Princess of Wales reveals that she's being treated for cancer.
Kate explaining what happened following January's abdominal surgery.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
Kate's unprecedented video statement follows weeks of wild rumours and speculation. Royal author Sarah Gristwood.
There must be the hope and expectation that this announcement will at least put an end to that.
Kate's revelation comes just weeks after King Charles revealed he is being treated for cancer. I'm Vicky Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Peter King.
In Moscow, the sound of sirens replaces the sound of music at a concert hall. And now ISIS says it's behind the mass shooting that killed at least 40 and wounded nearly 150 people there. U.S. intelligence confirms that as well. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
A number of armed men stormed into the Crocus City Hall, which is quite a famous concert hall on the edge of Moscow. And they started shooting. 70 ambulances were called to the scene.
Officials say they're looking for the gunman. The House has passed a bipartisan spending plan to keep the government in business, but far-right Republicans say Speaker Mike Johnson gave up too much. Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to unseat him, as Republicans did after Kevin McCarthy's similar bill. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says it may not be the best move.
You know, you do one and you can claim the Speaker was a tyrant. You do a second one and all of a sudden you're an assassin.
The Senate is expected to approve the package tonight. Lawsuits and confusion over medical emergency exceptions to Texas's nearly total ban on abortion have that state trying to clarify the rules. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
Medical emergency means a life-threatening physical condition aggravated by, caused by, or arising from a pregnancy.
Texas Medical Board President Sharif Zafran spelling out the exception to one of the strictest abortion bans in the country. He says it's up to doctors' discretion to exercise reasonable medical judgment.
It's enough to make you check the calendar twice. Winter storm warnings, advisories, and watches are up from Montana to Michigan for early spring snow. Dan Pyle's lawn crews are plowing snow this weekend in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
It is pretty normal. You know, in the fall, we flip-flop back and forth a couple times. In the spring, we flip-flop back and forth a couple times. So this is not completely abnormal. It just feels more like it because we've been drier than normal.
Forecasters say much of New England will get heavy snow, too. Wall Street, the Dow lost 305. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
They're unlike a team that we're used to. They're not like a big tank team where they're just going to run it inside and
kind of expect a lot of production out of the post.
Thank you. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Show.
Wait.
We got our first text of the night. The question tonight that I'm asking, given all the 80s hair band birthdays today and stuff in the news, Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Dee Snider, and Brett Michaels, what is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song from him? I think I did know at one point, but he just seems like a good guy. And that's my question tonight. We're just getting to it now. Do you believe this? What celebrity would you want to come to your prom? What celebrity do you want to come to your prom? Or would you be most excited to see? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have to think about that one. Sydney Sweeney dressed as a nun. That would be cool. Conor McGregor. He wore nothing in Roadhouse for like 5 minutes. Did you notice that, Conrad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? That's your only reaction? Yeah, I did. I did notice his bottom. Okay, so Dr. Kristen will be here next. You will not want to miss this. She's always so much fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Russia says at least 40 people are dead and 145 injured in a concert hall raid. The U.S. confirms ISIS is claiming responsibility. More from the BBC.
A number of armed men stormed into the Crocus City Hall, which is quite a famous concert hall on the edge of Moscow, and they started shooting. 70 ambulances were called to the scene.
After weeks of questions about her health and whereabouts, Kate, Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
The body of a missing University of Missouri student is found in a river in Nashville. Riley Strain disappeared.